With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. President Donald Trump's visit to Great Falls today was a campaign stop that was both political and personal. Trump targeted Democrat John Tester in a bid to get more Republicans elected to the Senate, but also to punish the lawmaker he blames for derailing his nominee to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs.
You deserve a senator who doesn't just talk like he's from Montana. You deserve a senator who actually votes like he's from Montana.
Trump endorsed the Republican candidate for the Senate seat, State Auditor Matt Rosendale. It's the first time a sitting president has visited the state since 2005.
And that's probably why I'm here, because I won Montana by so many points, I don't have to come here.
Trump cast Tester as a, quote, liberal Democrat, railing against his voting record on issues like abortion, immigration, and taxes. Rosendale stood on stage with Trump and told the crowd that the president was helping Montana industries like timber and coal.
And you know he's fighting for our miners down in Butte. And those coal workers in Colstrip who produce that beautiful, clean coal.
Hundreds of people began lining up outside the arena a full 8 hours before Trump was scheduled to speak. That number swelled to thousands by midday. Trump spoke for more than an hour. Senator John Tester tried to counter Trump's visit by taking out a full-page ad today in more than a dozen newspapers across the state.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. President Trump's visit to Great Falls today also drew protesters. MTPR's Nikki Willette was on the Expo Park grounds where anti-Trump demonstrators were gathered. I spoke with her as the president was wrapping up his remarks inside. Nikki, what's the scene like where you're at?
Right now there's about 100 protesters behind a yellow caution tape, and standing maybe 20 feet away from them are people coming out of the Trump rally. A couple guys who didn't even get into it, but have just been hanging out and kind of trading words and chanting, as you can hear, with the protesters.
Did a lot of protesters come to the event?
There were at least 200 in the main site. There were others hanging out where Trump's motorcade first entered, but we couldn't get over there to get a head count.
Has there been much interaction between the protesters and the people who came to see President Trump?
Yes, especially as people are beginning to leave. The protesters are chanting, holding signs. Across from them are a bunch of guys in Make America Great Again hats. They're all kind of yelling chants back and forth at each other. Every now and then, an individual will approach the line and try to have an actual conversation. But for the most part, it's just a lot of yelling.
Is it a tense environment at all? Is there a security presence? Or is there any actual dialogue happening?
Not a lot of dialogue. It's pretty tense right now. There's a line of hired security personnel, three of them, between the line of protesters and the Trump supporters. There's also a SWAT team from the Sheriff's Department that just moved into position. It looks like people are starting to come out of the arena, and they're kind of anticipating that it might perhaps heat up.
The protesters, have they just been there sort of holding signs, or did they have a formal presentation as well?
They did have a short presentation. They had a couple people from the community speak. There was an organizer getting people signed up to vote or to volunteer to help Democratic Senator John Tester get reelected. But those remarks were much shorter than initially anticipated, mostly because they couldn't get a stage space set up, and it was kind of hard to hear the speaker, so they just kept it real short.
That was MTPR's Nikki Willette. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Longtime Butte Superfund watchdog Fritz Daly says he's not particularly surprised that Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt abruptly resigned today amid various ethics investigations.
I, like everyone else, I'm sure saw this coming just because of the ethical issues that were involved with Scott Pruitt.
But Daly, a former state lawmaker, gives credit to Pruitt for one thing.
Scott Pruitt has made the decision with the EPA to go back and do what the Environmental Protection Agency was challenged to do in the first place, and that was to clean up contaminated waste sites in the United States. And Butte, Montana, obviously, is one of those sites.
Under Pruitt's direction, the EPA created a list of priority Superfund sites, a list that Butte and Anaconda are now on. Details of a draft cleanup agreement covering a large chunk of the Butte Hill, negotiations of which have been confidential for almost a decade, were finally released in May. Fritz Daly is cautiously optimistic about the recent local cleanup developments, but hopes that Pruitt's replacement sees that work finished to its conclusion. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.